Hey folks, this is Joe Sack. I'm a principal consultant with SQL Skills, and this is the demonstration that accompanies the presentation on distributed replay for SQL Server 2012. And this demonstration is really a brief tour of the different components. Recall, if you will, there's the admin connection, so I'm a DBA and I'm connecting to the controller, and then the controller dispatches commands to the various clients that drive load against the target SQL Server instance. So I'm going to just hop out of here. And what I did is I actually put some of the local files under a DRU demo, and a few of these batch files just simplify the process of this demonstration. And again, this is more of a tour of what are the different components. And if you look here, I have a trace file, Denali DRU demo. That's a trace file that I captured earlier against a SQL Server instance that I want to replay against a target SQL Server instance. And if I open up a pre-process file, so I have that original trace file, and you can't just load that file. That file isn't natively used by distributed replay against the target server. It needs to pre-process it so it has intermediate files, which are then used by the controller and dispatched to the clients. So in this case, dreplay, pre-process, and then the directory of the trace file, and then just the directory where I'm putting those intermediate files. So let's go ahead and open up command line, and I will execute that. All right, and that was pretty quick, and so we'll go to DRU replay, and sure enough, there's two files right there that are ready. Now, third aspect is replay trace. I have an actual dreplay command where I'm saying, okay, dreplay, replay, and then the name of the target SQL Server instance, in this case is a self-contained environment, and then also the client, so distributed replay client. Now, in your actual topology that you deploy, you'll want to use multiple clients. You can choose to still use one, but one of the benefits is you can have a comma separated list of the different clients that have the installed controller, or I'm sorry, the installed clients that all point to the same controller. So you might install the controller, multiple clients, and then they drive the load to the target server instance. So in this case, we're using both the same contained environment, and then I'm also pointing to that directory that I pre-processed the files to. So before I kick that off, I'm also going to set up a trace. I'm going to start a trace that looks at the target SQL Server instance so I can just show you that indeed activity is flowing. And let's just execute that. All right, so there are 200 some events that it's going to try to execute. We're not going to wait through the whole thing. But right now it's set to run in the original amount of time that it was traced in, so it's trying to emulate that. So right now it's replayed about 41 events, and if I look here, sure enough, there's activity flowing through. Now, what if I wanted to increase the flow of that? So really I want to double the performance, I want to drive more load to simulate, for example, adding new users to an application. Let me go ahead and control C on this option, and yes, I want to cancel it, terminate job. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a configuration file. There's a few different configuration files and settings, but this one's a very key one. So dreplay exe replay config. And if we look here, there's two of the options I talked about in the presentation today. So connect time scale 100, which is the original amount, and think time scale. What if we said, look, okay, think time scale, let's decrease that down to just 1% of that. So we want 99% faster. All right, I'm going to go ahead and save that. Now, before you noticed, it was slowly going through the different results based on the original cadence of the captured trace. I'm going to go ahead and stop this and restart the original trace so you can watch how quickly this flows through. And I'm going to replay that trace, except keep in mind that configuration file has now changed. So looking at this, it says dispatching in progress, event replay in progress. Let's take a look at how quickly this happens. Now, I didn't change the connect login time. I could have also changed that as well. But what you'll notice behind the scenes is that a bunch of events just flowed through, and the command line window says 240 events have been replayed. So that was an example of pushing that load much faster. So this was a demonstration or a quick tour, but keep in mind, let's say you had a much larger workload and you want to drive it twice as fast, this would be one of the ways you could do it in stress mode. So that was the demonstration, and I hope you also check out the presentation that goes along with this, and thank you for watching.